American foreign policy is institution-based. It is not personal. And whoever comes in, most likely there'll be a continuation of the foreign policy that has been carried on by Biden. There'll be no drastic change. Of course, they'll want to address the question of China's penetration and the role China is doing in Africa, being that China has one-on-one with the America in terms of support, in terms of money given to African countries, in terms of resources provided, infrastructural development in Africa. China is playing a bigger role than America would have or should have been playing. So, of course, the American interest in Africa will be looked at in relation to what China is doing in Africa. In Kenya in particular, strategic placement of America vis-a-vis China will be very critical. You remember that our president, Ruto, was honored and feted in America by Biden. We don't expect it to happen again, but the strategic interests that have been pursued for America in Africa and in Kenya in particular will need to be aggressive so that they can match what China is doing in Africa and in Kenya. That would be one of the key issues that they will need to pull up on.
So we have one candidate, Donald Trump. His foreign policy is going to be America first. Kamala Harris, as you said, might continue the Biden policy of international cooperation when it comes to Africa.
Yeah, of course, the inward-looking policy orientation of Trump, make America first, we will also need to play out if Africa makes it on his table. You remember, he didn't come to Africa in his first presidency. We don't expect that to turn around. And he considers Africa, three-quarters of African nation, as third world and developed corrupt countries. So his opinion about Africa will not change drastically. However, in the spirit of making America great, the strategic role China is playing, he might be forced by his handlers to relook at Africa from a different perspective. Of course, Kamala's presidency will be more open. It will be more responsive to issues of internal democracy in Africa and transition politics that are happening in Africa. So Kamala will have a keener look at what is happening in Africa more than Donald Trump.